Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Wednesday, November the 11th, 2020. 11-11-20. 16 minutes past the hour, and it is Veterans Day today. I was thinking yesterday, because we get a lot of announcements about Veterans Day, and I hope that people really pay attention to Veterans Day, because there are so many people for so many years, past and present, who have given their lives to keep us protected, keep us safe, keep us free, and I hope we think about that today. You know, sometimes Memorial Day and 4th of July and days like that get lumped in with Veterans Day. But this is really a day for all those people who participated in the Army, Navy, Marines, people who were members of the armed forces. And I certainly think we should remember all that they did over all the years, through all the conflicts that we had, to keep us safe during wartime and not wartime. You know, that's also another thing that comes up. Sometimes we only remember people who were active during wartime, but boy, you really have to tip your hat and say thank you to all those people who were involved when there wasn't a war going on, who were helping keep the peace and go to places that maybe we would not want to go to. So happy Veterans Day to all of those people. Now, I want to tell you how my morning has gone so far. Now, here is what it looks like so far. You know, you get some good and some bad. This morning, I was coming in, and I thought I was actually early this morning. I woke up early, so I was making good time. I left the house at a time before I normally do, and I stopped and got gas because I needed to get gas. And I'm 2:05, by the way, this morning, and I'm coasting down the road, and I think I'm going to stop and get my beverage. Well, I stopped to get my large Diet Coke, and for some reason, they have no large Diet Cokes this morning. So already, right off the bat, we have a tragedy on this Veterans Day. And you know what was strange about it? I've never had this happen before. Now, I pulled in, and usually, when I pull in, and I say, okay, I want a large Diet Coke, they will let me know right then, if we don't have it. They would say, okay, well, I'm sorry, we're out of that. We don't have it this morning. You're out of luck. Well, that didn't happen this morning. When I pulled up, I ordered it, and they just kept me in line. So I went right around the corner, got up to the first window where I would normally pay, and that's where they told me that they don't have any Diet Cokes this morning. And they said it specifically that way. They said, we do not have any large Diet Cokes today. So I'm wondering, is this just a Diet Coke thing, or was their whole pop machine broken down? Maybe they just ran out of a Diet Coke. But now here's the good with the bad. Now, I get to the studio this morning, and laying on the desk is a breakfast from McDonald's and a large Diet Coke from another establishment. Now, that is something you don't forget. That is good friendship right there. So, those are the yin and the yangs of life, as far as I'm concerned this morning. But why this issue keeps happening at the place we are avoiding saying, but we say it anyway. I don't know. I don't know why this continues to happen, but that's the way it goes. Now, we do have an announcement I need to read here this morning. The announcement is that the Center Street Community Healthcare Center is going to be having drive-through COVID-19 testing. Now, the common symptoms of COVID are fever, chills, cough, muscle aches, shortness of breath, headaches, loss of taste and smell, and tiredness. Now, this will take place November 14th, this coming Saturday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., 136 West Center Street here in Marion. All ages are welcome. Now, if you have any questions, you can call 740-751-6380. That's 740-751-6380. Now, you also might want to take note that no doctor's note is needed. Results should be received in 3 to 5 days. And bring your insurance card if available. No out-of-pocket cost. No out-of-pocket cost. And no doctor's note is needed. That's the free COVID-19 testing site going on this weekend at the community, or the Center Street Community Healthcare Center at 136 West Center Street, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. You know, this is really getting out of hand. The COVID-19, the numbers are at such a spike right now. I don't know if any of us ever suspected anything like this would happen. We had Tracy Kinsler on yesterday with who is the public health commissioner, and I don't know that anybody suspected that the numbers would be growing at the rate that they are growing. And I don't know why. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? I mean, it's said to be chalked up to community spread. But why are people so different about this now than they have been the last 7 months? Why have people kind of dusted it to the side? I don't know. Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Why do you think that right now, this pandemic, COVID-19, seems to be out of control to a high degree? Why are we having so many cases reported? What is going on there that has caused this? I don't know. You know, sometimes you just get sick of talking about it, but we are in such a spike now. And really, as Tracy was saying yesterday, there is really nothing that we can do because it's being done through community spread. It's being done through people who just continue to get together when they shouldn't, without their masks, and so on and so forth. So I really don't know at this particular point what the option is on how to fix this. And we also learned, for the record, yesterday, that the mask only protects other people from you. Now, that's from the health department. Now, you don't have to believe that, I guess, but I tend to believe that, because I guess the virus can enter through your eyes. So if somebody else does not have that mask on, then you can become ill yourself. So it's a tricky disease, tricky illness right now. But this coming Saturday, you can go to the Center Street Community Healthcare Center and get tested, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right down here on Center Street. Also want to remind you, the Clarendon United Methodist Church, State Route 95 in Clarendon, is holding its 43rd Holiday Bazaar on Saturday, November 14th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be all kinds of homemade gifts, baked goods, sweets, homemade noodles, crafts, and much more. All current COVID recommendations will be followed. That is the 43rd Holiday Bazaar here in Marion. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about the mask. You talk about it don't help you. I seen on news last night, scientists found out wearing a mask does help you from getting it too. It protects you and the other person. And you and the health department keep on telling people around here it don't help you. But I seen on news last night, they found out it does help you from getting it.
Now, the health department stance, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I just listen to what the health department says. And the health department says the reason that it doesn't help you is because the illness can go through your eyes.
Well, I heard from that doctor one used to work for Trump, Fiji or whatever his name is. He said he found out from scientists it does help you. He didn't say nothing about detracting from your eyes. He said it does help you from getting it, too. That's why he urged people for wearing a mask.
What do you make of all the... I mean, since we have had this mask mandate in place, pretty much all public places, and people are wearing masks for the most part, why do you think then we are at the highest level of this illness during the entire pandemic?
Seen it going down when governor shut down the bars and the restaurants, but you never, since this virus started, you never heard a governor talk about the strip clubs. We got a lot of strip clubs around here, and they ain't social distancing, they ain't wearing masks, and they shut down the bars but left the strip clubs open. And when they had, they said, you know, the bars, quit serving drinks at 10. The strip clubs keep on serving drinks clear up to they close at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, that's interesting. I haven't been in any of those places, so I'm not really sure, but that's interesting. Well, hey, I thank you for calling in.
All right.
Well, there you go. I don't know if that's necessarily accurate, but my understanding was no establishment, no matter what you are, can serve drinks past 10:30. And I believe that that's still in place. But if I'm wrong, somebody can let me know that I'm wrong. And again, this is not my opinion about the masks. I'm not a doctor. I don't know anything about masks. All I know is who I talk to. And if I talk to the health commissioner and she says this is what a mask does and does not do, I would hope that she would know what it does. And you know, if it does protect you, good. I just hope that people aren't getting a false sense of assuredness that it's going to protect them if it's not. And we don't know. I guess some people believe it does, some people believe it doesn't. I guess it depends on which camp you come from at this particular point. But if anybody's got anything else to say, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. It's always interesting to talk to you out there in the listening audience because you know a lot of things that I don't know. I mean, you might have a family member or a friend or a neighbor who currently is suffering with this, who is in the hospital. It's really becoming a very large problem. And I don't know how in the end we are going to curb this thing. But I do know Thanksgiving's right around the corner. And I do know that this coming year that Emmanuel Lutheran, which did Thanksgiving dinners for so many years, has decided not to do it at all. I do know that Dayspring Church, which has done Thanksgiving dinner for so many years, has decided just to do carry out. It's going to be a different Thanksgiving, to be sure. And I guess we'll just all have to adapt. Now, what this will mean for Christmas, I don't know. I wonder if people will follow the medical advice or if they will do what they have tended to do throughout the year. Throughout all the years, when it comes to Christmas and Thanksgiving, it's hard not to go to those Christmas parties. It's hard not to go to those Thanksgiving parties. It's hard not to do that because there's such traditions, and it's been such a rough year where we haven't been around our families and things of that nature. So it's tough to call those things off. but we've never been in a pandemic. So here we are, and here we go. Now, again, if anybody's got anything to add, give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, and we could talk masks all day long. It's so interesting to me that masks have become the focal point of the whole argument with the pandemic. Because I just wonder if there was something else that could have been done that would not have left everything up to the imagination. Because people have so many different feelings when it comes to masks. Some people feel they do work. Some people feel they don't work. Some people feel like they are choking them. Some people feel like they're infringing on their rights. It's kind of strange when you look at it big picture. If we can have proof that it's helping us, I would not know anybody who would not want to be helped. That's the thing. If we had definitive proof that it was helping us, I think everybody would be on board with this. And maybe we do have that definitive proof. You know, I know when that mask mandate went into place, our numbers did seem to go back down. But why are they back up? Have people just said, you know, heck with this. When we're not in public, we're not going to wear the mask. We're going to get together. We're going to do what we do. And that's going to be the way it goes. I just hope upon hope, that we do not get to the point where hospitals get to a capacity that they cannot handle. Now, we did learn yesterday that hospitals are starting to get a little overwhelmed, that a lot more people are going to the hospital than have been during this illness. But I do know hospitals also have plans in place to deal with this should a lot of people get sick. So that's good. And they are coming up with better ways to treat this illness, which is also good. So to look on the positive side, there are positive things here that we can take with us at this point that are good news. And you want to have some good news from time to time. Now, I do want to remember, or do want to remind everybody, today when I go off the air at 10 o'clock, I'll stay on the air, actually, with Glenn Coble today from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then Glenn will be on from 12 to 1 with A Progressive Life. And then we'll have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman today, 4:10 to 5 p.m. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon, 6:10 until 7 p.m. So that's how the day will go here at WWGH Radio. Now, this morning as I was driving in, I was listening to a repeat of the Charlie Evers Show with George Kasotis. And they were talking about all these old stores downtown that used to be downtown, and when the streets were two ways downtown, when Center Street was two way and people could go up and down the street and all that. And they were talking about Kresge's and Gallagher's and Murphy's and all these stores. And it's fun to reminisce about that. And we've done that many, many times on this show. We've reminisced about those stores and restaurants and businesses that were downtown. Now, does anybody have a thought to why downtown took such a tumble? There were a lot of theories on this over the years. A lot of people feel it was the parking situation when they changed how parking was done. A lot of people feel it had to do with Center Street becoming a one-way street. Well, I guess half of Center Street becoming a one-way street. A lot of people blame it on that. A lot of people think that the bypass being built out on Mount Vernon Avenue, the 23 bypass, is what led everything out there. Why do you think that downtown Marion took a tumble? What was the main problem in downtown Marion that caused all these businesses to leave? Because, you know, over the past weeks, I've been in downtown Toledo. I've been in downtown Lima. I've been in downtown Upper Sandusky. I've been in downtown Cleveland. They don't seem to have these problems. Now, downtown is not as big as, let's say, their retail store and restaurant districts, but for some reason, downtowns in other cities do seem to maintain. But in Marion, it didn't happen. And in downtown Marion right now, also, I'm kind of curious. You know, we talked last week a lot about the Center Street Market that opened up. Has anybody been to the Center Street Market? Does anybody have a good or bad experience with this so far? We'd love to hear what it's like. I have not been in there yet. What's the Center Street Market like now? And what are the places downtown now that you visit? What are the good spots? If you were going to be a travel agent for the city of Marion, and you were going to tell somebody you need to go downtown, where would you tell them to go? What are the spots downtown that you have to visit? Because I've noticed that a lot of people don't even go downtown. You know, they go to 95, and that's about it. They survey all the restaurants that are out on 95, and if it's not on 95, they don't go any further. So if you were giving somebody a reason to go downtown, where would you have them go at this particular point? What are the hot spots? Also, does anybody know anything about this seafood restaurant that I think was supposed to open up in the Harding Hotel? I haven't heard anything more about that. Did they open up? Did anybody else hear about this? I heard about this seafood restaurant that was supposed to open up in the Harding Hotel down here. And then I heard that I think they did open, but then I didn't hear anything more about it. So I'm not sure what's going on with that. I'm not even sure what the name of it is. So does anybody know anything about the seafood place down here that was supposed to open up in the Harding Hotel? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know anything about the seafood place down here? Does anybody know anything about the Center Street Market? Has anybody been in there and had a good or bad experience? It seemed to be positive from what I was reading on social media. Almost every social media post that I saw about the Center Street Market was talking about how beautiful it was, how great it was inside. So maybe that's that. Maybe it is going to be a very positive place down here in downtown Marion. And what would you recommend in downtown Marion? Where would you tell people to go if they wanted a good meal, if they were a hidden place, I guess is what I'm saying. Something that a whole lot of people don't know about. Now, restaurants seem to be the top of this. In downtown Marion, we do have a lot of restaurants down here, and a lot of them do seem to be busy, which is good. You know, that's a positive. Do you have a favorite restaurant in downtown Marion? I'm here. Give me a buzz anytime. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Or if there's anything else on your mind at all, I would love to talk to you about anything going on at this particular point. That's why we're here. We want to talk to you. We want to know what you have to say. And we want to know what the feeling is in the community right now. I would guess that as we approach the holiday season, that we're going to see a lot of changes. But what I've noticed during this pandemic is people adapt very well. People tend to be okay with what's going on. They might not like it, but they adapt. They either go to Zoom or they start new traditions or they send pictures. It's really become interesting to see what people are doing when they know that they cannot celebrate together, when they know they cannot do the normal things that they have normally done. It's been fun to watch people's ingenuity, I guess is what you say. And people certainly have had a lot of ingenuity during this pandemic. So, here we are. You know, it's been quiet for a while. I really do believe it's been a little quiet since the election, to be honest. And I think that I think this election took it out of people. And I also think this pandemic has been taking it out of people. I think it just exhausted everybody. And I don't know that people have a whole lot of energy left at this point. It's been an interesting time to be around. I think the election happened last week, and I think everybody was excited about that. It was fun to watch in a way, because people were so excited that day. We had the biggest voter turnout that we've ever had, and then it strung out for like 3 or 4 days, and I think it completely wore people out. And I think at this particular point, people don't have much to say because they just are tired. And I think they're trying to recoup. And I think this is where we have gotten. But hopefully, we'll be able to get things back on track to where they were before this whole mess. And everything will be hunky-dory. And life will go on. Because, you know, we really should not spend our lives worrying about stuff that we really can't do anything about. We all have to go forward. Better to go forward than backward, that's for sure. I was trying to think of a topic that had to do with Marianne's past after listening to Charlie and George this morning, because I think those things that happened in Marianne's past are fascinating. Because I think we don't know a whole lot about those things, or we don't know what we should know, I guess is what I should say. And downtown is certainly one of those areas. But when did the development out on 95 start to happen? When did the migration to the mall start to happen? What was the big catalyst for the mall getting underway? Now, somebody had told me years ago, and I don't know if this is true or not, but was the mall not enclosed for a long period of time? When they were first putting the mall together out there on Delaware Avenue, was it true that the mall was not enclosed? That it was just a series of stores, and later on, they enclosed the whole thing? Now, I don't know if that's true or not, because I cannot recall that would have been before my time. I think by the time I came around, the mall was already enclosed and operational. But was there a time when the mall just had stores that were outside, and then somebody came along and enclosed the mall? And at Christmas time, I always end up thinking about the years in which the sheriff's department, when they had a helicopter, would fly in Santa Claus every year. Now, I think this happened on Thanksgiving night or the night after Thanksgiving or something like that. But does anybody remember that? Now, that's been a long time ago. I'm not really sure why that stopped, but that's been quite a while ago, too. Does anybody remember Santa Claus being flown into the Southland Mall by helicopter, by the sheriff's station? Or does anybody remember a time when the mall was not enclosed? And what was out there when the mall was not enclosed? I know Sears moved out there, and I know that was a big, big catalyst. But I don't know where Sears was in downtown Marion. Where was Sears located when it was in downtown Marion? Was it down toward where the county building is now? Or was it on Main Street? I think we went through this at one point. Now, I think Penny's, which we hear a lot about Penny's now because apparently they've went bankrupt, but I think Penny's was where the county building is now. But I'm not sure where Sears was. Now, does anybody have the answers to any of these questions? Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know where Penny's or Sears was located when they were in downtown Marion? And I guess you would have to give this in directions as to what is there now, is what we would really have to do to get this figured out. And why did they go out on Delaware Avenue? Why was Delaware Avenue a particular place of interest for these shops? And then, of course, 95 took off. And ever since then, 95 has been the place. The colleges are on 95. The big box stores are on 95. You know, I remember when Walmart came in, which I'm guessing was around 1990, somewhere in that area. And that was a big thing because of the East Lawn Manor nursing home. Now, did anybody ever have anybody in East Lawn Manor? Because that was a big, big deal when they decided to close that. And there have been so many stories over the years as to why East Lawn Manor got closed, why the land was sold. But I think it was sold about the time that Walmart was coming in and wanted to build in that particular area. And I think they just shipped all the patients who were still living at East Lawn Manor to other nursing homes in the area. I think that's what happened. But from what I remember, it was a very popular nursing home in this area. And I know Dr. Landefeld, who was here for a long time, who people certainly remember, fought very hard to keep that place open. And I think he always kind of felt that him fighting to keep that open is what caused all the problems in his life. Now, he has since gone on to his reward. Dr. Landefeld is no longer with us, but a lot of people loved him. You know, there's something we've never talked about on this show. Now, since he's no longer with us, does anybody remember Dr. Landefeld or have any stories about him? Because people in town really did love him. And then there was a group that really hated him. And I don't know, that's always interesting to me when you have a single person where half the people think they're the greatest person in the world and the other half of the people think they are just awful. You know, there were all kinds of rumors that were swirling around Dr. Landefeld for so many years. So many years, rumor after rumor after rumor. And you know, you think about it now and you think, well, what was true, what wasn't true? Ended up ruining his career as a doctor. Unfortunately, or fortunately, you know, that's the thing about rumors. Are they true or are they not true? If they're true, you tend not to feel very sorry about them. But if they're not true, well, then you tend to feel sorry about them. He was an interesting character. I interviewed him once, and I just found him fascinating in a lot of ways. He was very outspoken. He talked about everything. We went down the list of all of the accusations that had been made about him over the years. And I remember he was not, I don't think he wanted to talk about them, but then in a way I think he did. Because for so many years these things had been thrown at him. And I think eventually he just wanted to get it off his chest. So, that's Dr. Landefeld. So, does anybody have any memories of where Sears or Penny's was downtown or why they moved to Delaware Avenue to the mall? Does anybody remember when the mall was not all covered in? Does anybody have any memories of Dr. Landefeld or anything else in that vein this morning? That's where we are this morning, kind of looking back at all this. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I was on Main Street the other day, and I was trying to figure out where this hot dog stand was. You know the hot dog stand that used to sell the everything sauce? Now, I know it was on North Main, and you've got Stewart's down there, and you've got WMRN down there, and you've got the Christian television station. Now, where was the hot dog stand? Was it where, like, the flower shop is now? Or was it across the street? I'm not sure where this place was. Does anybody have any idea? Love to know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Where were these places on Main Street? Main Street still fascinates me, though, because they have their own little community over there, and it seems to be working well. They have McDonald's. They have Taco Bell. They have rallies. They have Dairy Queen. They have a Dollar General. They have a Family Dollar. They have all these places, Victor's Tacos, there, where people can get food and people can shop, and it's a unique little part of the town that seems to be doing well. You know, we put so much emphasis on downtown Marion, but that part of the town seems to be going along just fine, which is, I think, good for a lot of people. Certainly people who live down in the Main Street area. I think it helps out the Aquatic Center when it's able to be open, when we have a warm summer. I think people walk down there and frequent these places. And of course, for so many years down there, we had Smith Cardinal. And there for a while, there was the big banana next to Smith Cardinal. And we had, we've had Stewart's Root Beer down there for so many years. It just is an interesting part of town that still seems to thrive when other parts of town are not. It's kind of like the Fair Park area. You know, they have the King Saver grocery store over there. They have the gas station. They have the Mega Moo over there. They have the computer corner. They have the barber shop. They have the drive-thru. They have Genova's. You know, it's a little area in and of itself where people can get a lot done over in the Fair Park area. And that's great. There are churches in these areas. You know, there's a church in Fair Park. So the fact that these things go on, I think, are part of the history of the community. The fact that these things maintain and continue on. And I think that's good for us all in the end. I hope that we're not all still angry over the election. I know that Marion particularly went for Donald Trump. And I think that's what's causing a lot of the anger right now. And hopefully, we'll be able to put that anger aside at some point and just go on. Because, you know, I remember when elections were not such a big deal. I mean, it's important to go vote, and it's important to see who's going to win, but I hope people aren't holding grudges. I hope that we really can just go forward. Go forward in some way. And people are certainly allowed to believe whatever they want, but I just hope that people are able to go on and not have this be such a personal blow to them. You know, it's interesting. The other day I ran into a lady in the grocery store who was just furious. And I couldn't figure out why she was so furious. And she said the election. Now, this is after the election had already ended for the most part. So I know this is weighing on people. And it's unfortunate. It's unfortunate. And I hope that it'll pass and everybody will come back to normal and we'll get on with the business of the country and everything's going to be fine. You know, we've been fine for 244 years. We're going to be fine. It's what we do as Americans. We hold elections, somebody wins, somebody loses, and then we go on. And I hope we're able to do that this time. Does anybody feel the same way that I do, that this is what's causing a lot of the silence and weirdness in society? I think it is right now. I think people are just overly stressed. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can certainly have a conversation about this. I don't want to so much talk about what happened with the election. I just want to talk about how the election is impacting people. Did it wear people out? Did it stress them out? Did it put them over the level? I don't know. I think so much enthusiasm went into that election with the parades that we saw and the flags on people's cars and the bumper stickers and the masks that people were wearing and the hats. I think there was just an awful, awful, awful lot of energy put into that particular election. And I think now, here we are, the election's over, and I think people, maybe some are disappointed, maybe some are angry, maybe some are wishing they could do something. I don't know. I just have noticed a whole different tone since Election Day a week and a day ago. There just seems to be a whole different tone in society right now, and I hope that we're able to work our way back in some way. Because we all are Americans. We're all in this together. We want everybody to succeed. I don't think we want anybody to fail. We want everybody to succeed. We want everybody to do well. And hopefully that's what will happen. That is really the American way. When we all do well. And even if we don't like the person who has been chosen to be president, hopefully we can just say, okay, let's see how this goes. And if it doesn't go how we like it, we'll have another shot in 4 years to change it. Does anybody have any thoughts on any of this morning? I'd be interested to know, because I think there's a lot of that going on right now. Election fatigue. You know, we've talked about pandemic fatigue. I think there's election fatigue. A tremendous amount of it. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. We got about 2 minutes left here. I do thank the caller who called in earlier, who talked about the masks. And again, that's still a big topic of conversation, but not per me, because I am not a doctor. I don't have the answers here. Per Tracy Kinsler yesterday, the mask does not protect you from getting the illness. If somebody else doesn't have the mask on, you can still get the illness through your eyes, but it stops you from spreading the illness. So I guess the theory is that if we all had masks on, nobody would be spreading anything, and that would eradicate this viral illness. So there's the theory on the whole thing that we have right now. Now, is that true? People say they're watching television and people are saying other things. I think that's been a big problem with this whole pandemic from day one. Mixed messages. Some people think people are saying one thing, some people think people are saying another, and the opinions seem to be contradicting, so people don't know what to believe. Well, I guess do your own research. Try to use credible news sites. Try to use credible... Talk to somebody who you think is credible, a doctor, somebody in the medical profession. See how they feel about it. Because we seem to be very skeptical of all people at this particular point. We're going to take a break here momentarily, but we've got a whole nother hour coming up here on WWGH Radio. Don't you dare go anywhere. This is Scott Spears, and when we come back, we'll have much more program. WWGH Radio, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For legendary First Lady of Broadcasting in Marion, Madge Cooper.
If you have a new announcement from this area,